We have people coming back from the dead. We have a mole, and Annalise is officially on her way out. We are talking the How to Get Away with Murder mid-season finale right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, the buzz.
Yo,
what's up,
everybody?
Drop.
Yo,
you miss the V drop?
Yeah, I miss it. We're full panel.
Mid-season finale.
Home
fire.
A banger. It's a banger, guys.
Y'all, we are all over here in our emotions right now because so much happened. Our minds are literally officially blown. Thank y'all so much for joining us for the mid-season finale. We're so happy to be here. Full panel.
Full panel.
Aren't you guys so happy?
I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
I miss y'all.
I'm indifferent.
And it feels so, so good.
Anna was my favorite, CJ.
Besties. Y'all, thank you so much for joining us. As always, my beautiful, beautiful panel over here. We got my OG, Elena Finnelon.
Hey, guys.
With all the good news today.
The background music.
Right?
Elena is here, and I'm so excited to be back with y'all. Y'all already lit in this chat room, so keep it going.
We've been reading it while we were waiting to get started.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Keep it going.
Got my girl Jamie Gray over here.
Hi, guys.
And, of course, CJ Walker.
Yo, what's up? Does this look weird?
Like, yeah. It does.
Looks great. Do what you want to do.
I like your style.
That's not too mean.
The shade.
I like your style.
We have so much to talk about tonight. We're so excited to talk with y'all. Be sure you're tuning in to the live chat. Give us 5 stars, likes, thumbs up, all of that great stuff. I just want to know, give me your thoughts. What'd you think?
I had the time of my life. I literally had the time of my life watching this episode because I was just anxious and my heart was beating and I didn't know what was going to happen and what bombs they were going to drop. And boy, did they deliver.
I hope
they
your heart did. Is always beating, though. Is it not?
Like beating faster, you know?
It was palpitating.
Like, gotcha. You know?
Gotcha.
Follow.
We're good. What do y'all think?
I loved it. Honestly, it was intense, especially scenes with, like, Annalise and Nate. Mm-hmm. Asher. Oh, my goodness. But I'm also happy. I don't know how everyone else feels. But I loved this episode. I thought it was intense. So I think this was a good way to end the mid-season finale compared to last season. So,
yeah.
I just want to know where Wes came from. That's all I want to know.
I mean,
was just thrown in there, but we'll get to that.
So many people have thought for so long that Wes is alive. Literally, we finished the episode, and I was like, they're going to go hard on us because we've all been like, y'all are crazy, he's dead.
I honestly feel like we owe a lot of you apologies because I do remember a particular episode where we sat here and swore that there was no possibility of Wes coming back, and lo and behold, he came back, and I feel like crap for arguing with y'all in the chat room, so I'm sorry. Obviously, this is an amazing show, and anything can happen, so I'm not mad that Wes is back.
He was fried.
He was literally fried.
They did an autopsy.
So we're all like just, I mean, literally when they're at her funeral and they show the scene and it's like him freaking, and all you see is his neck at first, but you immediately know it's him, obviously.
That skinny neck.
We all were just like,
I thought it was Gabriel. And then he like did the spin around. You could see his Wes, and I was like,
"Yeah,
what? This makes no sense."
Wes got that neck, that skinny neck.
I mean, I want to know if y'all are happy or not that Wes is back. Everyone begged for Wes to be back for seasons, and then they bring him back in the last season, mid-season finale. I mean, like, I asked another person right before we came in, like, "What's the craziest thing? What's the last thing you would ever think would happen?" And literally, that would be what I would say, that Wes would come back because we all loved him so much. Everyone was just distraught. And here he is at Annalise's supposed funeral.
Yeah, I honestly thought that storyline just died, like, so long ago, and then he just shows up.
Well, there's got to be way more to it.
I'm super excited. I think the sad part is that this was the mid-season finale, and now we have to wait.
And then till April, like, till 5 April, too.
And Laurel, I'm like, April. Does she know that Wes is alive? Like, you got a whole baby out here. Like, what the heck?
Debbie. You got a whole baby.
Right. Debbie. Where have you been?
But,
okay. No.
She's
maybe
gone.
Maybe not.
She is, or no... Laurel's disappeared, so maybe, like, they were together.
Right. Maybe not. Okay. Yeah. I want to start off with the beginning of the episode. Tonight, we're going to do it a little different. We're just going to go chronologically because it's just, like, makes sense to do that. They start off with everybody's, like, super high because they did shrooms right the night before graduation, and they get this FaceTime from Laurel. The first time we've seen her all season long. She's saying that she's not the mole. So obviously we've had this whole storyline of there being a mole and somebody.
I didn't get that.
Well, like the whole, that's why we have been talking about Annalise's like potential maybe fake death or death. Because the whole time we've known they're going to be under investigation in some way. We just didn't know it was as intense as it was. But the first time we've seen her, what did y'all think when she came up on the FaceTime?
That's what I don't get, because like, why would she just randomly say, "Hey guys, I haven't seen you in so long. I'm not the mole." Okay, guy.
Because it was so serious.
And it makes sense. It makes sense that the person missing, we don't know where she went. We don't know why she went. We don't know what she was doing. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that she would think that because she disappeared in the way that she did, that everyone would automatically assume that she's the mole. So I think she kind of just wanted to save face and save herself, because obviously we know she's not coming back, but in case she were to make a comeback.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Especially since it's on the news.
Right.
And I think also she was doing that because she was trying to call Michaela. Yeah. So maybe she was hoping Michaela would be by herself. And then when she sees the whole gang there, she's probably just like, I mean, there's a mole. Because we did see Asher, like, when she said that, he kind of, like, looked over like, oh, really? Like, he just looked suspicious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that kind of played on that, too.
But still, like, there's so many other things that's happened when she was gone that... Yeah. She could have been, like, the reason why something happened. So why that one time she needed to call and say, I'm the mole?
I think
why couldn't she call before?
It was so, like, official on TV. Like, this has... It being an investigation where the news is saying a group of murders that were previously closed are now back open, and at the center is Annalise Keating. Obviously, this means what they've talked about for seasons. Somebody has told somebody something.
Right.
So I think she felt it necessary because... Who is everybody going to look at first? Well, who did Asher say first? Laurel. That's who popped through my mind first, because she's been gone. Why else disappear and, you know, for no reason unless you're doing something? So I think she just felt it necessary in this moment to, like, let me figure out how to get in touch with them so they know it wasn't me.
But also, just as a... from a writer's perspective, maybe we kind of needed to see Laurel come back and clear her name. We needed to know that the baby Christopher was alive. Mm-hmm. We also needed to know who helped her get away. Like, that was a loose end that I feel like was necessary to be tied up on tonight's mid-season finale.
But all of that was literally just thrown in there. Why call and drop all this information and just, like, go away like that? Like,
she wanted to say her name. And I also just question, like, why is she scared of her brother? Because when they've met before, she didn't seem scared of him. She knew what her family was capable of, but it's almost like it seemed like she was a step ahead. So she's saying, oh, I got to watch out for, you know, my brother. I don't want to see him. Like, I don't understand that. It's like, did you not see or hear what happened to Frank? Like, right. Where were you?
Well, she's always tried to avoid them, obviously, because she's like, at some point, they're going to go too far. And at some point, you know, like, all the stuff with Christopher, she was, you know, about to lose him. The thing that I can't figure out, obviously, we find out, or she says later in the episode, that it was Tegan that helped her. Now, for the life of me, I can't figure out why, so I'm going to need y'all to help me there.
I mean, I don't understand why Tegan would help her either. The only connection is the family. Mm-hmm. Like, Tegan was almost in debt to the Castillo family, you know what I mean? And then she's probably known Laurel from a distance for forever. Mm-hmm. So when Laurel came and said, you know my family's crazy, you know my brother's crazy, you know my dad's crazy, I need your help for the sake of my baby, Tegan probably was like, yeah, okay. Now, my frustration is that, remember I was like on the fence about Tegan. Is she innocent? Is she guilty? We don't know. And now I feel like the guiltiness that I sense from her could be the fact that she was helping Laurel escape, which kind of just pisses me off. Like, did Annalise know that Tegan helped? I don't like the friendship and how they got these secrets between each other. I don't like that.
Yeah. I mean, someone just pointed out in chat, T-Lot 20, oh, I missed it, Oh, which is why she went to the crime scene asking to be led upstairs. Remember, we saw a couple of episodes ago, Tegan is the one, I forget who she says she's representing or if she even says it, but she's like, this is my client, I need to get upstairs. And obviously it's going to be going up to Asher, I assume. So maybe, Michaela did call Tegan at one point, so maybe that's their connection. But to me, there could have been, like, a lot more there, and obviously we only have 6 episodes left after this, so a lot to wrap up and a lot to explain, but it just seemed that part of Laurel's conversation, I was like, oh, that was semi-anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Okay, Tegan helped, but what you say makes sense, and I think that's why they showed us the conversation between Annalise and Tegan, where Tegan says, you know, he helped me a lot, and whatever, because she knows it's going to come out at some point.
But it also was just unfortunate that we got this information that Tegan helped her, and then we didn't see Tegan for the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering that whole relationship between her and the Castillos, because when Frank and Annalise were talking behind Tegan's back, mm-hmm. they put the USB on her dashboard, on her steering wheel. But didn't they say, you know, they don't want the Castillos to mess with Cora? So I'm like, is she scared of the Castillos, or does she respect them? Because, I mean, she should know that Laurel is in contact with her brother, Xavier Castillo. They have this case where she's going to be trying Xavier Castillo as well, but yet she's worked with them. So it's just really iffy, especially with the whole plane crash that she had with that her family went through. I'm just wondering if the Castillos had something to do with it. And Annalise is on a plane that looks really wobbly.
I mean, she could have been like her kind of like paying her debt basically to them, like, because Laurel, as far as Tegan knows anyway, hasn't done anything wrong technically. But so maybe that was like, okay, you helped me at some point. I mean, if they murdered her family, then I'm assuming she wouldn't want to help anybody. I don't know. I just think we're not really going to find that much out about it, honestly.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, but
this tea is hot. I'm having the time of my life, okay?
It really is. This whole thing with Annalise happening tonight is that she's basically getting set up to leave, and it starts off with this speech that she gives to the kids in their last class. They all just passed their finals, which I thought was really sweet, but they all hated it, and they think it's so fake, which just enrages me even more. Because I can't get over, obviously, I'm basing this on everything that we saw tonight, too. I just can't get over that everyone blames everything on Annalise still.
Even Nate. I was like, what? You tried it. Like, even Asher.
Yeah.
Like, trying to blame Sinclair. Well, I think Nate was trying to blame Sinclair or whoever it was. But it's like, that was not Annalise at all.
That's why she's trying to get out of there.
Yeah. She said, deuces.
Yeah, she has to go.
Nate was disappointing, and I'm sure we'll talk about that more in depth. Like, I was not happy about it.
I wasn't either.
However, Asher turning on Annalise kind of surprised me, but I wasn't surprised by Connor's and Michaela's responses. Like, they were like, they were fighting for her in a sense, saying everything that we've said, saying everything that Annalise said earlier today. She technically hasn't killed anyone. Mm-hmm. You know, we are the ones responsible, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. So I understood their hesitation, and I was grateful that they didn't just jump on the boat and was like, let's just go to the FBI and blame it on Annalise. Like, good for them for having that hesitation. But when it comes down to Nate, to the scene where he literally threatened and almost attacked Annalise.
I don't think he was actually going to attack her. I think he wanted to scare her. But I feel like it was never actually going to happen.
Elena, girl,
you thought?
He was unpredictable.
He's a different kind of man this season. Right. He's a different man.
And it's like, I feel like I used to love Nate. And it's just like, this season, he's really disappointed me.
Yeah.
And I did think that he was going to try to hit Annalise. Because there was like more than one moment. Here he goes. No, go for it.
I died when Annalise squared up.
She was ready. She was like, she's like,
what is she about to
she
do
saw what Nate
bitch?
Could do. She's like, I don't know.
She low-key put
I'm
up her
grandma
fears.
I'm Justine.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I don't understand that, like, Annalise did more to hurt him in this. Like, she threw the freaking fire poker or whatever at him.
She didn't throw it at
him. I was scared.
Well, no, she threw it at the wall, but, like.
She had it as protection, and he literally said, wah, wah, bada, boo.
And that's when I would have been out.
It's not funny.
I was laughing the whole time, and y'all were just like straight face.
Because the fact that Nate was so serious in threatening her, even if he wasn't going to harm her, the way that he executed that conversation and he approached her was unacceptable.
Right.
It was inappropriate, and I was not here for it.
And sneaking in her home.
I wasn't here for it.
But then she was like, whoa.
And good for Annalise.
He showed up. She answered the door.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah.
But good for Annalise for not backing down. Like, good for her for knowing how strong Nate is. And for still,
like, I don't want no problems. Like, I just want to get out of here.
I just think that this entire season six, he's just been super bitter, super angry, looking for somebody to blame. And even when he was talking about how, like, she set up his dad, like, she stuck out her neck to try to save your dad. I just don't like when people start forgetting little deeds. Like, don't do that.
Right?
I can't understand about this scene. Like, two things, both on Annalise and on Nate. I was like, Annalise, why are you going so hard right now saying, like, the most awful things when this man is literally bowed up in front of you and you know, and, like, you're already saying you're worried about his mental state? So why are you saying, like, why are you saying these things?
I was she scared of her. She ain't never scared. I want to cue that song
what?
Back.
I ain't never yes. scared. What? I'm never scared.
There's a difference in not being scared and just, I was like, why? I didn't understand why she was saying some of the things that she said. Because what he said, I didn't, like, it was bad. It was awful. But I was also like, the same. Mm-hmm. Why are you, I understand it's not the most ideal situation for you to be lied to about what happened, but like, you, if you stop for 1 second and think, you can clearly see, okay, she was trying to help me. But he just feels brainwashed. So for him to just be like going off and say, I wrote it down, what did he say? When she goes down, he hopes he sees it. Like, nothing's gonna like cut her more. So it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, this woman helped you, tried to help your dad, but it's because he blames her dad's
but
death.
Didn't
on
he?
Her.
But then her, didn't he death, like whatever. Give her paperwork to clear her name though?
Yeah, but like he still has all of that, and then
but,
I mean,
but he gave it to her. How did he still? I mean, unless he made a copy.
No, I mean, like, he has it in his brain, basically.
Ill Will's World disagrees with us and says, all of this is Annalise's fault, exclamation, exclamation. My thing, Ill Will, is if you're going to say that, we're going to need, like, more of why you feel like this is Annalise's
right.
fault.
I don't buy the whole, like, how they were saying later in the episode, oh, Annalise talked us into doing this, or she could have whatever. No.
Right.
You did it. Annalise, sure, y'all got involved because of her in the Sam thing, because technically came from Lila, which came from her and whatever, but she's not the one who said kill him with a trophy or whatever it is. She's not the one who said run over this person. Like, Nate's dad, obviously a very, very unfortunate and really bad thing that happened, but she also didn't do that. Now, did it happen maybe because she was, or from what she thinks, like, too ambitious, and like it came as a direct, you know, reaction to what she did? Maybe, but it's not like she doesn't feel that grief. It's not like, but it's still not like she did it. So it just doesn't make any sense to me when people blame
like,
it all on her.
Well, I feel like people probably think, you know, when you're like playing Jenga and then at the bottom there's only like one little square. I feel like they think that Annalise is a square, and then like when you pull it, everything crumbles down and
right.
they're like everything else. So that's why I feel like how people think that she has everything to do with everything.
Right.
My thing is, she's just super smart and super, super strategic. So even though she didn't necessarily tell them to do anything, whether they decided to do it or not, she still would have found a way to get the results that she wanted.
Right.
And that's what I think people hate her for, and that's why people put all of the blame on her. Mm-hmm. Because she is strategic enough to find a way to get the results that she wants. Sometimes those results are not desirable. Sometimes those results are just in favor of her client, but she's an attorney, and that's what she does. You can't hate her for being a lawyer. Like a lot of
yeah.
you can't,
I was like, uh-oh.
Okay, my dear.
But you can't hate her for being a liar
yeah.
in a lawyer type of sense, because she's doing her job. At any point of this entire show, mm-hmm. could any one of them have walked away?
Absolutely. And everything that she did, some things happened as a direct reaction to her doing things to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
It all started because they killed Sam, and then everything else happened because of you know, things from that. And like Asher with his bull crap about like, oh, she gave up stuff to my dad, da, 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 da. I didn't remember that exactly, but I'm sure he was correct, because it seemed like fact what he was saying.
She did,
but
she
no one
did.
Told his
okay.
dad to
no one told his dad to do it in the first place.
Yeah, your dad was a criminal.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I'm tired. I can't.
I need a nap.
I'm yeah. so happy Asher is gone.
Me too.
Whoa.
I was so
I
happy
whoa.
Y'all
whoa.
Not
no.
one tear was shed.
Absolutely. I'm happy that Asher is gone. I want
to. You're happy a man is dead and murdered it.
It's had to get
with murder.
It's a fictional
it's
character.
A fictional
yeah.
show.
Come on.
No.
I'm just saying.
Would I be happy about that in real life? No. But
no.
This is a show, and I just want to skip to that really quick, because that's one of the most. Or him being the mole, basically. That's what I want to talk about. Because this whole. The whole time, did y'all ever think it would have been one of the Keating Five? That was the that would basically tell on all of them and
yeah.
then somehow try to turn it around on Annalise.
Yeah.
I had
yeah.
an inkling that it could be Asher, just because he was the one that was kind of out there, not really in the loop.
Yeah.
And I thought it was either him or Ollie, like, that could possibly be, besides Laurel.
Yeah.
Once he proposed, once he was like, marry me, I said, oh, he trying to save his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I knew it. I knew it was him then and there.
Yeah.
No.
CJ? Why no?
I'm waiting
yeah,
for you.
No.
Wait, what?
I'm waiting for you. You didn't think that it would have ever been one of the
Keating
Five.
Oh,
no,
I did think it was going to be one of the Keating Five. I didn't think it was going to be Asher.
Are you disappointed in your boy?
Okay, so my dude, he really crushed me this episode. Yeah. I was like kind of, he kind of like, he's weak. He's weak. He's weak. Mm-hmm. I've got to say he is weak. But then he explained.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that's, I'm so proud of you.
I mean, but like he explained everything and then to a weak mind that might sound logical. So mm-hmm. I understood where he was coming from. And I mean, I could have forgave him. Like, over time.
Yeah.
But he did disappoint me. He wasn't as strong as I thought he was.
I thought the reasoning that they gave him with the FBI showing up to his
weak.
Parents' house, I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. It was so weak.
And how would you ever sell out all of your friends? And just literally during while we were watching, I was like, this is so dumb.
Because
I
make sense.
I thought it was so dumb. I was like, you basically... So he recorded his friends in multiple conversations, but then said he never recorded anything.
I mean, he didn't, though.
He didn't, but, like, he also kind of did. Like, they're not saying anything direct. No one says, I killed Sam.
I feel
but,
like
they insinuate a lot of things in mm-hmm. those conversations.
But he was still smart by, like, getting enough for the police to tell, for the FBI to, like, prove that he's trying to, but then they didn't tell him themselves.
Ish. No. Because he gave a speech about how they were family and everyone is still loyal, blase, blase, blase. So when the FBI ambushed you at your parents' house...
He saved his real family.
From what?
Yeah.
What did he have to save
where were
them
they
from
at
this point?
Like, they haven't been there, so he
literally disowned them. When Chloe came back, he was like, that is not my family. I don't have a mom. I don't have a sister. Like, blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden, the tables turn and this happens. And instead of bringing in your criminal-less friends... to the situation, like, I'm pretty sure there was some way for them to get out of it, some way for him to play the FBI and everyone to know.
That's
for
what
them
he's
to
doing, though.
No, but he did it without including them.
Yeah. Right.
Because if he would have told everyone, everyone would have been, like, freaking out on him and made him, like, rethink what he thought was
well,
right.
Well, he should have rethought what he did because it was so dumb.
It was sneaky.
Yeah. He had, the it was, his reasoning is literally, it's just so dumb. Basically, to save his family... They're fine. His family.
Yeah. Asher's a murderer in his own right.
Yeah.
Facts. By himself.
He thought that he was doing right because he thought that he could save his family.
It doesn't matter what he thought he was doing.
His healing was never there.
Yeah.
I just thought it. I mean, we're all in agreement. It was just like the dumbest reasoning I've ever heard. And then for him to think that he could very easily talk them into being like, okay. Because, I mean, now. Essentially, they have to be okay. Like, he made the decision for them, and he's the one that says, like, there's nothing really that they can do at this point. They have to go along with him. Otherwise, it's just going to come back on them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, obviously, when we see Oliver hit him with the little fire poker thing.
Okay, mm-hmm. What was that? Like, Oliver...
He was high. He was on
But still, if you're high, like, you're just going to kill somebody?
He also was super passionate, I feel, because he realized that Asher being the mole also meant that his husband could be going down.
Mm-hmm.
So with Asher talking all of that rah-rah, Oliver was just like, no, not enough.
I want to talk about how this hit by Oliver affects a lot of things. But before that, we got something special for the people over here.
Something special. Of course. Yes. Thank you guys so much for watching. We really do love all of you for watching. Thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Since this is the mid-season finale, you might be wondering, okay, what shows can you watch? We're all on different shows. We have so many different genres. So subscribe to all of our channels, like, comment, and keep the conversation going. And, of course, we love you for watching and listening.
Oh,
thanks,
yes.
Everybody.
Thank
you are
so much.
Awesome. We love you guys.
Yes. The hit by Oliver on the back of Asher, obviously we know it's going to come into play later.
That was dumb.
I mean, he was high. He was a
For real. That was really dumb.
You are really dumb. For real.
Honestly, though. And then he blamed it on the drugs. I don't understand how that... And then, like, right away, he regretted it.
I mean, it's his gut reactions. He just
to
basically...
kill somebody?
He just learned that one of his friends ratted out his husband and all of the rest. I mean, his husband chopped up
so
somebody.
So he walks
right.
across the room, grabs the fire poker, and hits him across the
head. He reacted rashly. He reacted in anger and very rashly. And the fact that he immediately regretted it shows that he didn't really mean to. Like, he didn't want to kill him.
Right, they were trying to help him out.
I don't
want to
kill someone. I just killed them on accident.
I just want to, like, you know when you get so angry, you feel like you want to punch something or the wall? That don't happen mm-hmm. to me, but maybe to you.
It doesn't happen to me.
Yeah, I mean, well, some people, it happens to some people.
All right.
Oliver was one of those people.
Yeah.
And Oliver had to come into the mix somehow. But, like, I mean, I feel like they actually kind of made it a little bit of a joke. I mean, he was, like, bleeding, but...
Yeah, that was... I would have still called the ambulance and 911 after that.
Yeah. Before... So, obviously, I skipped ahead, but I want to go back to the, kind of, the search for the mole at this point. Because I think it's important, mostly, to talk about when Frank shows up at Gabriel's house. So, after the investigation is out, they're at the party, meaning Annalise and Tegan, they see this on the news, whatever, they send... Nate to Frank to Gabriel's, and Gabriel was recording the conversation the whole entire time. I thought Frank noticed that whenever he pushed Gabriel up against the wall, but I guess he didn't, because Gabriel still had his phone and was listening to the recording. I would assume Frank would have taken his phone.
I thought he did too. I thought he would have at least seen it fall or paid attention to what was on the screen.
But Frank didn't say anything incriminating. So what was the point of? Gabriel doesn't have anything with that recording.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you have stuff that you can insinuate, but, I mean, that doesn't hold up in court, obviously. Yeah. But I think that scene, this whole time, you know, with Gabriel, I keep wondering how he's going to play a part in certain things. But with this, I mean, I was like, literally, I think we all need to, like, drop our crap with Gabriel. I think the kid is just there to find out what happened with his dad. I think we can say
but
that.
But, like, why is he so obsessed?
Because it's his dad.
That's his dad.
Would you not be?
I mean, but, like...
You know that your dad was murdered.
You know the people involved. You're just trying to, like, dig into all these people's lives and, like, ruin their lives.
I just wonder if his mom is going to show up in any way, like, with this. Because that's her ex-husband. Her son is kind of involved because that's his teacher. Like, you know what I mean? Was she also... had anything to do with, because I mean, they've all talked to the FBI. Her, right. Laurel, what else has been spread?
And then honestly, when, what's his name, Frank came in to Gabriel, I thought it was so funny how big Gabriel's eyes got when Frank
was scared.
Like,
yeah.
he was like, whoa.
I think he made the best point when he said something, you must be really scared if you're coming here threatening me, when he said that to Frank. And Frank obviously didn't take too kindly.
Yeah, I was like,
that.
He tried it.
I mean, he made a good point because it was the truth. The truth is, the reason y'all are here is because you're scared that you're about to go to jail.
Right.
However, the way that
Gabriel said that
Frank approached him, but the way that Gabriel got so small when Frank was there was kind of embarrassing.
It was.
Come on, Gabriel. Like, you've been doing all of that.
But he knows, or he thinks he knows what Frank can do. So, would you not be afraid?
Here's the thing. If he's as innocent as April thinks he is, then he would have stood up to Frank just a little bit more.
If I know that there's a killer who has killed before in my apartment without me letting them in, I'd be like, whoa.
I would probably be the same way too, but it's okay. I mean, Frank obviously lets him go, but whatever. And then they have that moment with Bonnie and Nate where she asks him if it's him, because throughout the episode, I was like, that's how Nate is going to get Annalise. Like, he keeps saying he knows something's going to happen to her. Obviously, he has all of this rage, clearly, for her because of his dad. So, like, I thought it was him for the longest time. And I just can't figure out how he's planning. You know, he basically tells her, like, I'm going to get you. So I can't figure out how he's planning to get her. I'm going to get you. I kind of sounded like him a little bit.
No, you did not.
But now I guess he can't really do anything because she's quote unquote dead.
But
she's not. I don't think she is. But, you know, we'll get there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't think she is, but I'm just, that's why I said quote unquote. But we'll talk about that at the end. The moment, you know, obviously it was a tense moment when they all find out that Asher was the mole. But right after that is when Annalise, I just wonder how the, like, sequence of events happened, because right after is when Annalise starts burning the files and kind of officially makes the decision. She has that moment of where it, like, looks like she's going to commit suicide. Did y'all think she was actually going to do something?
Yeah, I was a little nervous.
Yeah, I was confused because I was like, how is she about to kill herself? But then we saw that she was about to leave.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was, like, changing the sequence or whatever events.
She's probably like, I don't even want to go through all this. Like, I might as well just end it. Like, I thought she was going to do it for a hot second.
I couldn't tell if she unlocked the gun or if she locked it. But that whatever clicking sound the gun made me feel like she was about to point it to her head.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, no. Like, Annalise, you're Annalise. You can't go out like that. Like, no. Yeah. Unacceptable. Stop.
Yeah. I'm glad that she didn't, obviously. But, I mean, she's planning to go away, or she is going away. She makes the steps to go away.
Justine Brooks.
When she stops the car, or so she does the whole process and asks them to stop the car. What do you think she did? She says, stop the car, turn around.
I thought that she was going to turn around and go back to the K4, K5 house.
Yeah, yeah. When
someone knocked on, yeah, the door. I thought it was going to be Annalise at the door, yeah, to kind of save them and pull them out. I was not expecting the FBI to be there.
So three things were going through my mind.
That's a lot.
That was one of the things that I thought she did. The other thing was, like, I bet she was the one who went back and killed Asher. And then the other thing was, like, maybe she, like, went back, told the cops or the FBI about all the King 5, and that's when they, like, went to their door.
To the plane.
Because you don't know how long of a time span that was.
Right.
So she doesn't one of those things.
She doesn't know that Asher is the mole, though.
The mole, right.
And I mean, but, like, you don't, because Bonnie was like, yo, Frank, get over here. And you don't know, like, what happened in that time frame. Bonnie could have told Frank. Frank could have told Annalise, and that probably, like, all
like,
that
I'm already
happened
here.
Off camera.
Yeah. Maybe it's possible.
I did think that when she asked, like, for the driver to stop and turn around, I thought the driver could be one of Castillo's people.
I did too.
And that, you know, something.
I thought it was
going to
be that woman.
I thought it was going to be that
she
woman.
She scares me.
Yeah, I was waiting to see her, like, look back, and I was like, oh, damn, Annalise is about to die for real. I was waiting.
That's the moment during the episode when I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's really dead.
I mean, I would have low-key been here for it, and I would have been mad about, like, a fight going down between the two of them or something. Yeah. But I was nervous.
Yeah, especially that whole angle. Like, when Annalise was, like, just looking tired and breathing, I'm like, oh, this is it. Oh, my gosh.
Right. So, yeah. Okay, so why do y'all think that before that happens, when they're all talking about what to do, and I think, like, it was, like, Michaela and Connor outside talking, then they realize that Asher has disappeared. Why do you think, and then he goes to Bonnie's. Why do you think he actually disappeared?
Who, Asher?
Why do you think he left the house?
To go to Bonnie's.
They almost tried to kill him. He's like, because first, let me get out of here.
At that point, probably, they seemed kind of okay, I felt like.
But he's probably, like, Bonnie's his safe space, and she'd understand.
Well, I think she didn't understand, because I think she called Frank, and Frank was like,
because Bonnie doesn't play. She's like, at the end of the day, Bonnie love or no play. Love, you
she was
go.
Just like, yeah, you did what to Annalise?
Because either I'm going to do it or someone else.
Wait, I'm not trading on Annalise, no one else can.
Save your predictions.
Okay. As this is going down, we see somebody show up on Gabriel's door, or knocks on his door. He answers. We don't see who it is. And then,
that's why I was like, is Annalise?
But directly after that scene is when
Asher
we see
does.
The fire poker.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was like Annalise who knocked on the door, and because he acted calm and then like killed Asher.
And
but
also,
Asher
where did
that
come from?
At Gabriel's house.
Yeah, because where did he die? I thought he died in like that staircase.
He did.
Yeah.
They both live over there.
Yeah, they both live.
They're next door neighbors.
No, I know, but like.
Like they were showing his body in the staircase.
I thought you
of
meant
the apartment.
Like Asher was at Gabriel's house. I was like, no, he wasn't in, like, in the same apartment.
It definitely happened there, so I'm wondering, like, did anyone hear it or did they kill him and then drop his bloody body there? Because where did I get that fireplace stick from?
And were right. they whoever killed Asher was watching because they knew to bring that fire poker because they like that's they probably framed the other people.
Oh my gosh. What,
but who was watching?
We have to that's something we have to think about that. Whoever killed Asher most likely knows
that he
was hit in
the
back of the head.
Yeah, with the fire poker.
Who knows?
Wes.
Only
who
three
would
people
have been watching.
Unless Wes was watching.
No, unless or like one of the Castillos.
Maybe one of the Castillos. I don't know. But they walk. FBI shows up to the kid's house. Michaela and Connor arrested. At first, I had no idea why. That's when I thought Annalise, when
turned
she stopped, I was like, oh, she went and turned them in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's what she should do.
Yeah.
At that point, because I was like, don't let them take you down like that.
I don't
that,
think
honey.
She had time for
are.
That.
See, someone in the chat was like, really, CJ, you think Annalise is a snitch? But no, she, like, that's how it could have played out. That's
it could
how
have.
It seems.
I thought at that moment, because she just seemed so low, and for the fact, it's like, I, you know, she started realizing things.
She's but. Probably like, I'm about to be peaced out anyway.
But
that's the cleanest way.
They all seem very surprised to hear that it's Asher.
I think they were more so surprised to find
Who
out that he
surprised?
Died.
Oh, yeah.
Because
he walked
out. When they
out,
heard his name, when they said Asher did.
I think the surprise was, oh, crap, we killed him.
Yeah.
Because maybe blood loss.
Yeah. You know? I don't think that they realized someone else, like, took the fire pit thing stick over Asher's head. I think that they think that he bled out somewhere.
But I just wonder why they arrested Connor and Michaela like that.
Also, I don't know if this predictions or not, but maybe it's not Frank who killed Asher because remember they walk in, him and Oliver walk into
prediction.
The whatever. they walk into the police station, mm-hmm. and that's when Oliver blurts it out that he did it. So I'm like, I just don't see Frank, who's the killer, walking in there. It just, I don't know. It's like too close to home.
Demi739 in the chat says, or Demille, I'm sorry, Oliver set up cameras in the house. So anyone could be watching.
Wait, when?
Also, could you remember we saw them a couple episodes ago?
Oh, yeah.
So like
Xavier could have hacked the system.
Exactly. And I mean, it looked like obviously he was hit in the exact same place that Oliver did, which is why we see Oliver go in and say it was me, because he literally thinks it's him.
This is too good.
It's too good.
Obviously, the episode ends with Annalise's funeral and then a special person giving a speech. What?
First of all, why is he about to give a speech at Annalise's wedding?
Everyone thinks he's dead.
I don't think he's giving. No, I don't think he's giving the speech. I think he's just walking up, and someone else is going to give the speech.
So it just happened at that time.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's supposed to be dead.
I don't think.
And it's bad because guess what? He confessed to Sam's murder, so it's not like he can just be out there in the open.
Right.
I can't wait for this speech. I think they were showing him walking through the crowd as whoever was giving the speech.
Well, but it looked like the crowd was opening up for him, which is why we could assume or why we're insinuating.
Maybe they're just like bad crowd actors.
Yeah, well, no, you're probably right. And that would be very dumb of him to do, obviously. So yeah. I'm guessing he was just walking away.
And then the next episode comes, it's going to be like, whoever's giving the speech is going to see Wes act shocked, and it's going to be like a whole thing.
This is kind of a prediction, but Derek Lovehay says maybe Laura ringing was a way to pinpoint and gain access to the cameras.
Oh.
Wait, what? Say that again?
When Laura FaceTimed Michaela, that it was a way to kind of gain access to the cameras, which could be good. I know.
Wow.
I'm having the time of my life.
Right? It's insane. I want to move on to our special segments before we do like a full-on predictions, but is there anything else that happened throughout the episode that we need to chat about?
I mean, I think we need to know what happened to Tegan. We need to know where she at. How did she help Laurel? We obviously need to figure out who killed Asher. What really happened to Wes? Mm-hmm. Like,
also, where was Annalise's boyfriend, quote-unquote, this whole time?
Yeah, we didn't see him this episode at all.
He was hanging out.
Where?
We had the one scene of him watching the watching the news, and he sees the thing about Annalise pop up, I thought.
I didn't see that tonight.
No, I don't think he was on this episode.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was interesting not to see him tonight. It was also interesting not to see Xavier's Frank, the woman.
Who?
Yeah.
Xavier's Frank. I call her Xavier's Frank.
Yeah.
It was interesting not to see her either. Like, Xavier was nowhere to be found this episode.
Well, she was only in one episode, so she was just like...
But Xavier is missing, and that's one of the things that that Tegan questions Nate about at the beginning of the episode. I actually think Nate could have found him and killed him. Not to give a prediction. There was one other thing I realized that I wanted to say. Now it went out of my mind, but that's okay. Okay, let's move on to our special segment. We're going to do some Keating's Best.
Yes, so Keating's Best, if you guys don't know, well, it's when we choose the MVP of tonight's episode, basically who did the best, who we think did the best of today's episode. We usually choose the people in the actual Keating Five, but like these ladies don't play by the rules, so we choose everybody. So I guess we'll start with you, Elena.
Great. My Keating's Best is, okay, so two. It's Frank because he has just been down and loyal, and he was on his deathbed and he still come out like strong, swinging. But also, I kind of want to say that it's Michaela.
Michaela a little bit too.
Because in the time where she hates Annalise, obviously, for her dad and every other thing, and she had the moment to clearly stand with Asher and turn on Annalise, and she didn't. She really thought about it, and even while she was thinking about it, she was saying that she's not going to let any boy or any FBI or anything stand in her way of graduating. She just reaffirmed herself. Yeah. So I was just proud of her for standing on her own two feet and making her own decision in that moment. Not saying yes to the proposal, like just being solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
April?
I want to say two as well. I totally think Michaela was the first one that popped. Actually, no, my other person popped up first. I think Michaela, because she was the one who figured out that Asher was the mole. She put two and two together and she was like, wait, you're not high. Wait, why did you ask me to marry you? Why did you do this?
And she's so smart.
Because obviously he couldn't be high if they're all doing this stuff and he's trying to get information. He has to like stay in line, obviously. And then even when he goes above and beyond to deny it, which we all knew was a lie, she's like,
tell us the truth. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it was me. So, yeah. I mean,
that was cringy.
It was awful.
Sad.
Yeah.
It wasn't
like,
cringy. It was sad. It was hard.
I was hesitating. I'm like, he's got to go.
She figured out this thing that's been happening for a long time. And then she still was like, dear God, you're an idiot. I think maybe more than this, just because you said Michaela too, I'm going to give it to Wes for coming out the woodworks.
He was in for like 2 seconds.
Exactly. Coming out the woodworks. That is what made the episode to me, because I wouldn't have guessed that was going
to
happen.
What did he do to be the MVP?
He showed up. He rose from the dead. He survived.
Yes. That is Wes, and because I'm giving it to him as well, because he is going to move forward the whole rest of the season.
We're talking about tonight.
Right, but the impact that he had on tonight's episode is massive to me, so I'm giving it
facts.
To Wes.
I agree, because there's just so many possibilities for Wes.
He could be the killer, and you're just saying he's the champ.
But sure. Not necessarily that he's the champ, but again, there's just so many possibilities to what he could have up his sleeve. And there's so much there. So I will give it to Wes. I'm excited to see him for the rest of the season, but I will also give it to Michaela. I was so proud of her for finding out that Ash was the mole. Mm-hmm. And regardless of how close they are with him, like, she just said it in front of everybody. That way they could all gang up on him. Because imagine if it was just them two.
Right.
We don't know if Ash could go off the deep end and he has a loose screw. So I'm going to go with Michaela and Wes.
Is it no from me, dog? I want to say my Keating's best would have to be Annalise Keating.
Okay.
Because she stood up to Nate. She squared up. She wasn't afraid. And then she dropped all that baggage and, like, left them knowing that, like, she needs to leave. Because, like, if she stayed, she was going to go down. So
I agree with you.
I do, too.
Yeah.
She killed it.
Yeah.
Wow, this
literally,
is the first.
Maybe.
We all agree?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, you agree with me?
Woo, we sure do.
Do our viewers, though. Just kidding.
There you go.
Yeah, but wait, let me know in the comments below who you guys think your Keating's best is. We'd love to chat it up with you.
You're going to hate this, but everyone in the chat room is saying Wes, and Black Magic call him Weezus Craze. Wes is crazy.
When I was doing the cold open, I was going to be like, he is risen. And I was like, I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
In my mind, I was like, let's leave that for another time.
Everyone is literally saying Wes or Annalise. So.
And there's a bunch were Michaela
earlier. Yeah, it was a lot of Michaela earlier.
Michaela. Yeah. Okay, now let's do some news and gossip.
News and gossip.
AfterBuzz.
Woo. Okay, well, so many people were shocked to find out that we have to wait all the way until April 2nd.
April.
We have to wait until April 2nd to get the second half of season 6, and people are trying to figure out why. So ABC is doing, like, this switch up of their lineup, and we know that there's, like, Station 19, there's A Million Little Things, Grey's Anatomy is still happening. So what's going to end up happening is A Million Little Things is going to take the 10 p.m. slot on ABC, replacing How to Get Away with Murder. And once their second season is done, which is why we have to wait until April, then How to Get Away with Murder will come back into its natural 10 p.m. slot.
But why?
Okay. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Yeah.
Because right now ABC's plate is full. Can you be mad at the network?
Change their
top shows.
So once January 23rd hits, we'll have Station 19 and Grey's Anatomy going back to their original time slots, 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Grey's Anatomy needs to, like...
It's almost done. We'll have A Million Little Things at the 10 p.m. slot, and once that second season is done, we'll have the finale episodes of How to Get Away with Murder.
It's like a silly network decision, though, because, like, you don't want it to get cold. Like, you want to keep up the heat. Even though it's the last 6 episodes of the show ever, you still want it to, like, go out with a bang.
But, like, the people who are technically still watching this after, like, 7 seasons are going to wait till April anyway. So.
Yeah, but, like,
we're going to wait, and we're going to be excited, and we're going to have the time of our lives just like we did tonight once it comes back, so we can't be too bummed about it.
Yes.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up is I mentioned here a few episodes ago that the entire cast would be at Beverly Hills for the Paley Live, that they would have this all get together where they promote the final season, and it happened. You should see a photo of them all there together. It happened this past Tuesday, and it was incredible. It was just incredible to see them all there together. Yeah. They got to answer a lot of questions on a panel in which our favorite actress, Viola Davis, still took time to stand up for other Black female actresses and talk about how even though she's had this pivotal role that black actresses are still being pigeonholed. Yeah. And the whole purpose of that was because since the show is ending, people are concerned about female leads, like the diversity of it and what's going to happen. Like, was it just a season? Was it just happening for now? You know, all this Black Lives Matter movement, everything is happening now where they're like, okay, we need more diversity on TV.
Yeah.
So now that shows are ending, are we going to be consistent with the diversity or is it just going to go back to what it was?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
a
because
good point.
I was watching the new High School Musical and I thought that the Gabrielle was going to be black, but she's not. She's still the black one is still the best friend and that annoyed me.
Oh, you mean the one
High School Musical, the musical, the series.
I have never seen
Gabrielle is
Hispanic
and I don't know what you're talking about.
That could be proven to Viola's point, but you definitely want to get on YouTube or go on the internet and try to find some snippets of the entire cast being at the Paley Live together on Tuesday night, November 19th. It was a sight to see.
Love it. Love it. Okay, let's do some predictions because I know we got a lot of them.
After Buzz TV predictions.
I mean, okay, so I think the main things that we want to know, what's Wes doing? Who killed Asher? And where is Annalise dead? Where is she?
Oh my gosh.
Who's starting?
Go for it, CJ.
Whoa. So Wes, I don't know how to put that in words. Can someone else start?
You don't have to predict something. Predict.
So I think, like I said earlier, Wes, he's not the one who's like making a speech. He's just going through the crowd, and then whoever's making the speech is gonna see him and be like all shocked.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he's still alive, but he's probably has been with Laurel, and they're like something together.
Mm-hmm.
They did something with all of this.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Annalise.
Do you think she's dead?
No, she's on the plane. I mean, unless her plane crashed, because that was, like, kind of jack. That was kind of, like, ratchet. But no, I feel like she's going to come back from being Justine, obviously, because, like, what's going to be the show without her? And then, what was the third thing?
Who killed Asher?
Who killed Asher? I honestly, this is going to be, like, such an obvious choice, but I think Frank probably killed her, him, because, like, when Bonnie made that phone call to Frank probably, like, was like, all right. Let's go.
I like it.
What do you think? All right. So as far as who killed Asher, it could be Frank. But now that you said, like, it could be kind of too simple, too easy. Maybe it is too easy. Mm-hmm. Because did he make it to... I guess in between the time that he was at Bonnie's to coming back to his own place. Mm-hmm. So it's either Frank or it could be Gabriel. I mean, maybe Gabriel had some sort of access to the K5's house, K4's house. Mm-hmm. And saw like what kind of went on, and maybe he still had some ill feelings towards Asher for that little mini scuffle they had. Who else? Or maybe Wes. Maybe Wes also had some sort of access or knew something, or maybe he just happened to be there. I don't know. Something's weird with that, but let's just go with that. Now, is Annalise alive? I'm not quite sure, but her being on that plane made me a little nervous because Tegan already had that plane crash with her family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm wondering, like, just seeing it with the turbulence, like, could something be happening there? Who's her pilot?
Yeah.
Things like that. And then what was the other one?
Who called Asher? You kind of answered it. Like, what's doing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, when Wes came in, I'm thinking about this now. I really wish they closed the show with the song, Mr. Wes is in the Building.
I personally think that a male killed Asher just because of the force of the fire pit.
Why? Women can't be strong?
Women can.
It's 2019, almost 2020. Come on, Elena.
Of course they can.
Thank you. I feel like it was either Frank or Gabriel that ended up killing Asher. My bet is on Frank because once that scene went cold between Asher and Bonnie, we're literally left to assume anything. And I think me saying that Frank is a ride or die and he's loyal, that just goes further to prove it, especially since he's trying to turn on Annalise. I do not think that Annalise is going to die. I don't think that her faked death will last very long. Mm-hmm. I think that wherever she tries to go and relax from, she's going to turn around and go save those kids because those kids are her heart, unfortunately. They're her family. So I think that she's going to have a moment where she's like, I can't be Justine. I need to go back and save them because this is a whole... Like, this is a poop show.
Yeah.
Especially with Wes being back. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know why he's back necessarily, but I do believe that he and Laurel have been acquainted. Like, they've been together. He's been seeing his baby. I also do think that he's been monitoring everything that's been going on between them and slowly watching, and that he may not be innocent coming back.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other prediction I had, Wes probably used that same software that Annalise did, the same service.
So, oh, the VIP service.
Yeah, that's probably how they got the body. They probably put a random body.
I think that, definitely think that Wes and Laurel have been, like, in cahoots. When I say in cahoots, I mean, like, they've been together.
Right.
And that's why, you know, Tegan has this involvement and whatever. I actually think, you know, I know it's weird to think about this, but, like, maybe the Mahoneys actually came in. We always wondered, why are these people here, meaning Wes's actual family. And they, I mean, they have plenty of money to cover up something like that. Literally could have been any dead body. I mean, we did see a face, so I don't know about that. I don't know how they're going to explain that. We probably will never get it. But I think they've been together the whole time. I also think Wes could have still been working with the FBI the whole time, but just wasn't doing anything to take his team down until he realized that someone was. That's why I think maybe Wes could have actually killed Frank. I just don't think he has the hate in his heart. I mean, killed Asher, sorry. I just don't think he has the hate in his heart to do that, though. I think that Frank killed Asher. And I think it may seem easy, but I think that that's the easy thing that they're going to give us. And it's very Frank to do. I don't think Annalise is dead. I do think she definitely will come back because she genuinely believed that Wes was dead. So I think her learning that, that's going to be enough to bring her out of the woodwork.
Unless it was all a show.
And Tegan is officially innocent, is what I'm going to assume.
Yes, Tegan's innocent. She'll be fine. There we go. Well, thank y'all so much for joining us for the mid-season finale. My mind is still, like, in a jumble, but here we are. Thank y'all for joining us the whole season so far. So many months until we get to see y'all, but you can see us all in a million different places. I'm currently on the Walking Dead panel. Where can they find y'all in the meantime?
You guys can follow me all over social media at @hey_itslay, and be sure to stay tuned to see what other panels I show up on.
Yes, I'm Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter @itsjamiegray or on Instagram @jamiegray, J-A-I-M-I. But also, I'm on The Purge after show. It's on Tuesdays in the afternoon. Oh, no, actually evening, and plenty more.
And it's your boy, CJ Walker. You can find me everywhere @ICJWalker. You can even watch me on TikTok because I'm a TikToker.
Oh, we changed it. I love it. And y'all can find me everywhere April Wissenhant. You can find us all everywhere @AfterBuzzTV. Be sure to like, comment, rate, subscribe. We want to continue the conversation with y'all until April. But until then, we will see y'all soon.
See you guys in the chat. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.